Psalm 95, verse 1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." It's one of my favorite psalms right there. Psalm 95, verse 1. Good to see you today. Happy Thursday. Just about halfway through the month of October, this October 15th, 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll. I am the Friends part of Mark and Friends. It's a joy to sit behind this microphone every Thursday. And, this week has been an awakening week, so to speak, for our family. Our daughter, Hannah, has transitioned back into in-school learning instead of remote learning. And so, you know, she was so used to waking up 15 minutes before her class started when she was at home, you know, make a meal anytime in between classes and the refrigerator. Now it's getting up 5:15, and she's been pretty tired this week. So, that's all that to say is, hey, be sure to be praying for our students, our teachers, our parents. Oh my, in this quite unique school year, that's for sure. So if you think about it, just pray for our students and teachers and parents in this crazy, crazy year. Well, here we are. It is October. October, dear friend, is Pastor Appreciation Month. It's been a hard year for many of us, including our pastors, who really had to be innovative and creative in how to still minister to the flock of God. And so I just encourage you today, this month, this week, to just find ways to appreciate and honor your pastor. And that's what we're going to be doing today for Mark and Friends. We're going to be playing some great songs to appreciate our pastor, some great ideas as well, to honor that special man that God has called to lead your church. It's a pastor appreciation program today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
To the guy who left the pamphlet on the midnight Greyhound bus that asked me if I knew where I was going. To the late night TV preacher when I couldn't sleep a wink, reminding me there's peace for those that know him. To the kid who wore the t-shirt that said Elvis is cool, Jesus is the one and only King. I want to thank you for the witness you have been. I want to thank you. Every single night, playing songs to reach the non-believers. To the little white-haired lady who works at the sack and save, who always says, God bless you when you see her. To a mom and dad who spent a lifetime on their wish I told them more while they were here. I want to thank you for the witness you have been. I want to thank you for reminding me of him, for the way you're not ashamed to show your faith in a world that
Pastor Appreciation Program. In fact, that's Karen Peck in New River. I want to thank you. And the entire month of October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and that's what we're focusing on today here on Mark and Friends. Actually downloaded a really cool article and list of ways you can appreciate your pastor. Now, I'm going to read off some of these to you, or if you'd like for me to send this to you via email, just shoot me an email. One of the ways you can appreciate your pastor this month is really plan a church banquet, a picnic, or a fair in his honor. You can get some music singers, maybe some family members, some special guests, some plaques, some flowers. Maybe contact your village president or mayor to proclaim a particular day, Pastor Blank Day. Just fill in the name in the blank there and have maybe the mayor or the village president present the certificate during the service. But also, you can't underestimate the power of words on a card, words of encouragement. Maybe with a gift card to his favorite place to eat or his wife's favorite place to enjoy dinner. Just a couple of ways to appreciate your pastor this month during Pastor Appreciation Month. Right now, here's Donna Jackson and the Pastor Song right here on Mark and Friends.
You answer the call and obeyed God's command. He sent you here, we know you're in His hand. Your message from the Word touches all the very soul. We've seen your faithfulness and we want you to know. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done, my child, well done. In the still quiet place, on your knees in prayer, God sees your tears, hears the burdens you bear. The Lord's by your side, blesses all that you do. Through the good and bad times, He'll see you through. Pastor, we love. All you do, and God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to the cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done. Pastor, we love you. We appreciate all you do. And God sees the sacrifice you've made for Jesus Christ. You pray for the lost, and God leads them to cross. And we know one day you'll hear your Father say, my child, well done, my child, well done, oh my child, well done, my child, well done.
That's music from Donna Jackson. It's the Pastor Song. You're listening to Mark and Friends today, appreciating pastors. It is, of course, Pastor Appreciation Month. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. And one of the ways to really appreciate and honor your pastor is to pray for him and his family. I came across some staggering statistics. 72% of pastors report working between 55 to 75 hours a week. 80% of them have mentioned that pastoring has negatively affected their families. In fact, many pastors' children do not attend church now because of what the church has done to their parents. Wow, that's just a sad statistic. 65% of pastors feel their family lives in a glass house and fear they are not good enough to meet expectations. 57% of pastors believe they do not receive a livable wage. Friend, let's be sure to pray. Pray for your pastor and pray for his wife and their family. And do what you can to show them double honor, especially this month for Pastor Appreciation Month.
Just a soldier of the cross, not afraid to pay the cost, and he gladly give his all for the call on his life. He's the shepherd of the flock, solid as a rock, and when things are at their darkest, he'll lead you to the light. You call him pastor, you call him friend, you call him anytime you have reached your end. He's always there to comfort, he's there to pray you through. He's the pastor God has given you. It's not an easy road, but it's the path he chose, and he wouldn't trade one soul for all the gold in this world. And you'll always find him there with a smile and a prayer. He lives to reach the lost and preach the word. You call him pastor, you call him friend, you call him anytime have reached your end. He's always there to comfort, he's there to pray you through. He's the pastor that God has given you. Oh, you call him pastor,
you call him pastor,
you call him friend,
you call him friend,
you call him anytime,
call him
you
anytime.
Have reached your
end.
God has given you. He's the pastor that God has given you.
Oh,
he's the pastor that God has given you.
That God has given you.
Always support your pastor. Pray for him and continue to lift him up.
It's a group called Crystal River and the Pastor. Celebrating pastors today here on Mark and Friends. And being a pastor now for 10 years now, it is, if I can be honest with you, one of the hardest things I've ever done. There are days where you're just flying high, feeling great about ministry taking place and lives being changed, and there are weeks and, do I dare say, months where you question everything. Discouragement is the number one thing the pastors struggle with. Here's what God's Word says. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Then someone called your name. You turned and saw this young man. He was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you have done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry. I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes. As Jesus took your hand, you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. For giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Giving to the Lord, I am alive, that was changed.
so glad you gave.
Amen. Friend, let us not forget those who labor among us. Remember your pastor. Remember his wife, his family. Most importantly, pray for them this month and after this month as well. October Pastor Appreciation Month. Friend, thank you for allowing me to be part of your Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Then another man stood before you. He said, remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't